Oh, you want to go that side, okay. And a great privilege to speak today, and I'm really pleased to see all of you, so thank you. And thank you to Grace for translating. I'll try to stay to the script, although if you might indulge me, I thought I'd just let you know we had a wonderful time away in England, in Paris, Switzerland and Italy for 7 weeks. It was amazing.
今天很高兴能够再跟大家一起来分享神的话语。在这个讲到之前，我也很想让大家知道，我刚刚放了一个长的假，就是到了欧洲旅行了7个礼拜，一个非常愉快的假期。
Yeah, it really was a trip of a lifetime for our family.
对我们的一家人来说，这是一生难忘的一个假期。
But we're happy to be back and to see you all here.
我今天很高兴又能够回到大家中间，跟大家在一起。Although
I have to admit, when I came back, one of the things I did was I started watching movies which reminded me of all the places that I visited when I was away.
因为我回来之后发现一个很有趣的事情，在我看一些的电影里面，就是提醒了我曾经去过的很多欧洲的地方。
And because one of the great places we went to when we were away was Buckingham Palace.
很有趣的一个地方就是这个白金汉皇宫。
Anyone been to Buckingham Palace?
我们当中有谁去过的吗？
Well, lots of people go and they watch the changing of the guard and that sort of thing, but we got to go inside Buckingham Palace.
很多人去到白金汉宫就在外面。 看到这个士兵的交换呢，这些礼仪很好看，但我们有机会进入到白金汉宫里面去看。We
got to see how the royal family grew up.
可以看到这个皇家的孩子怎么样长大。It
was amazing.
是一个非常有趣的一个事情。So
when I came home, I watched the movie The King's Speech.
当我回来之后，我看了这个一套电影叫《王者之声》。
I don't know if you've seen this movie. I think it's a great movie.
我不知道大家有没有看过这一套电影，叫《王者之声》，叫《宣战时刻》吧。这是一套非常好的电影。
And you can see there's Colin Firth. He plays Bertie, the second son of the king, who suffered a terrible speech impediment all his life, but he was finally crowned King George. The sixth of England.
这是由 Colin Firth 饰演的这个王帝，他是英国王帝的第二个儿子。他突然间的被封为国王，是成为英国乔治六世国王。It's
at the point in history where England is on the brink of war, and in desperate need of a leader, and his wife, Bertie's wife, takes him to see a speech therapist.
当时英国就是面临着大战的时刻，他们急需的有一位领导在他们中间，所以呢，当时他的妻子就是后来的皇太后，就带他去看了一个语言障碍的治疗师。So
she takes him to see the speech therapist, who's played by Jeffrey Rush. He's an Aussie and a larrikin. You know, he calls the king by his first name. He helps King George VI find his voice.
这位我们看到这位语言治疗师，他是由一个澳洲的演员饰演的，他是一个就是比较有点古怪，行为有点古怪的治疗师。
Great, it's a great story, a great movie. You can see, look, 5 stars, must see. It's very good. But it's nothing compared to what we're going to look at today, which is the rise of David to become the king of Israel.
这是一套非常好的电影，大家看到它有5颗星，所以呢，这个电影是非常有趣的，但是。 对比我们今天要讲的大卫怎样成为以色列国王的这个故事来说，是 不值一提了。
See, in the book of 2 Samuel, we find recorded the kingship of David.
在撒母耳记下记载的是大卫怎样成为国王的故事。
I saw that statue.
Is that my photo, cousin? 在欧洲的时候我也看到了这个雕像。
What do we do with the book of 2 Samuel? What do we do with this book which records the reign of King David?
从这个撒母耳记下记载的大卫怎样成为国王这个故事里面，我们得到了什么呢？
One of the great joys of working through 1 and 2 Samuel, as we have been doing, is seeing the gospel according to David come to life through God's dealings with his people as God is faithful to his promises.
当我们在学习这个撒母耳记上和下的时候，有一个非常的有趣的事情，就是根据大卫所记载的这个故事，我们也生动的看到了神是怎么样对待他的子民，并且保守他的诺言。
I think there's great confidence, excitement, freedom as we think and pray and struggle and work out what we should do with God's word to us here in 2 Samuel.
当我们在思想、在祷告、在挣扎、在想要明白神对我们所说的话的时候，我们当中有喜乐、有自由，而且更加自信。
See, behind the question is the more important question. What is 2 Samuel doing? Which is really to say, what is God doing as he speaks these words to us today?
当中也许我们有很多的问题，但是有一个最重要的问题就是，这撒母耳记下是让我们知道什么呢？神是在当中要对我们说什么话？
We're being told of the beginning of David's reign as king.
这里面故事告诉我们大卫怎么样成为王。
So this is where he becomes king over all the tribes of Israel. After some time and trouble, it takes a while for them all to come around to the idea of David being king.
大卫怎么样成为整个以色列所有支派的王，这经过了一段很长的时间，还有很多的，里面有很多的困难。
So as we listen to this great account of the reign of King David, which is what 2 Samuel is all about, we mustn't forget it's purpose.
当我们在看撒母耳记下所记载的这些关于大卫的故事，我们不可以忘记这故事所记载的目的是什么。
We could very easily enjoy the narrative of 2 Samuel for the remarkably engaging story it is, the dramatic action, the conflict, the complex intriguing characters, the enthralling plots. But God's purpose is much more than entertainment.
我们在看这些撒母耳记的时候，当中有很吸引的故事，引人入胜的情节，当中充满了戏剧性的，而且是很复杂的，当中有很多的故事，但是神的目的远远超过这些的娱乐性。
We could focus on the human biographical interest in David, one of the most interesting characters in all literature. In fact, one of the most influential people in all of history, one of the most influential figures in world history.
当我们在看关于大卫的个人的这个描述的时候，我们发现他是个很有趣的人物，他也是在人类历史上面有很重要影响的一个人。
Look, it would be a pity to miss that, but it's not adequate.
我们如果没有看到这一点的话，那是不可忽略的，但是我们只知道这一些还是不够。David
became king of the nation of Israel as part of God's unfolding purpose of a world that he has made. And we know that that purpose is to bring everything under the lordship of King Jesus.
大卫怎样成为以色列的王，这个也是神创造这个世界的一个目的，而且最终的目的就是把整个世界带到耶稣基督的统领之下。
You see, unlike Saul, his predecessor, who'd been given as king to the people in response to the rebellious demand for a king, so they could just be like all the other nations, David was chosen as king according to God's own heart, according to God's own purpose. I hope you've seen that now over these last few weeks.
大卫王的前任扫罗王跟大卫很不同，因为扫罗王被立为王的时候是当时上帝按照当时的子民那种反叛的要求，是要立一个王，使以色列有王，跟其他的民族一样。但是大卫是神所拣选的。
In 1 Samuel 13, a man after God's own heart is a man of God's choosing, a man on whom God has set his heart.
大卫是神按照他的心意来拣选的一位王。我希望大家在到这个时候能够看到这一点。
And while Saul was undoubtedly appointed by God, David was different.
扫罗王当时也是上帝所立的，但是跟大卫王是绝对不一样的。
David was the king that God had chosen for himself.
大卫王是神所按照神的心意所拣选的。
So any interest that falls short of that understanding of who David is and what God is doing is inadequate. David and his reign revealed the kingdom that God had promised to establish.
大卫成为以色列的国王，这是神的目的。
You didn't do the hand. The kingdom Jesus came to announce and inaugurate and finally establish is the kingdom that David's kingdom was introducing into the world.
大卫成为国王，就像是耶稣基督怎样的开始，怎样的最后要建立一个神的国，是一个同样的一个故事。
Because this is the gospel.
这就是神的福音。
That word gospel is sort of thought of as Christian jargon, but when the New Testament was written, it wasn't specifically a Christian word at all.
福音这个词好像是基督教里面的一个特别的术语，但是在当时新约写成的时候，这个福音并不只是基督教的专用名词。
It meant news of an objective reality changing event.
这是关于一条信息，是关于一个主角，是一个改变现状的一个事件。
So when Caesar Augustus came to the throne of the Roman Empire in 27 BC, there is an inscription calling it the Gospel of Caesar Augustus.
在公元27世纪的时候，凯撒成为罗马的大帝，当时就是有记载说这是凯撒的福音。
I have to say it was pretty amazing when we're in Rome seeing all those ruins and the inscriptions and the Caesar and all that sort of thing, and it made me realize how real this is.
当我在罗马的时候看到了很多的这些旧的建筑，很多的一些刻的字还在上面的时候，这些就显现得非常的生动。
You see, when the New Testament speaks of the gospelOf the Lord Jesus Christ, it's saying that Jesus has been made King of the world.
在新约里面所记载的这个关于耶稣基督的福音，也就是耶稣基督怎样成为王。
It's the big announcement. He's been installed by God, and that's news that changes everyone's reality.
宣告他成为王，这是改变了我们的现实。
But if we want to get our heads around why that's true and how we respond to it, the New Testament tells us something else. And this is where 2 Samuel chapter 5 comes in. The Bible says that David's installation as king in Jerusalem is a picture of Jesus' enthronement in heaven.
在旧约，在新约里面，如果我们想更清楚的知道这里面的故事，更清楚的知道意义的话，那我们在看新约的时候，那里面所告诉我们的别的事情，但是就是从撒母耳记下开始记载的这个故事，告诉了我们神的国的建立。
As the great John Calvin said, the earthly reign of David is a token in which we must contemplate the reign of our Lord Jesus Christ and the salvation of his church to the end of the world. That's what we should be doing with this text.
神学家 John Calvin 是这样说， 大卫在地上成为王， 就是象征了我们， 耶稣基督将要成为王， 而且对跟随他的人的救赎直到世界的末了。 这就是我们在看这一段经文里面所要需要明白的。
But how? Come with me to the text. 2 Samuel chapter 5 verses 1 to 5.
是怎么样去做呢？ 我们应该怎么样去理解呢？ 现在我们一起来看经文， 撒母耳记下
Because the first thing we see is God's people wisely humble themselves. In verses 1 to 5, we're looking at the moment when all Israel finally accepts David as their king.
在我们看第一节里面，以色列的众支派是怎么样来到大卫的面前谦卑的，是接受大卫成为他们的国王。
It's been a long road to get to this point. David had been anointed by God so many years beforehand, but Saul had been in his way, and David had to wait loyally for Saul to die. So even then, only his own tribe, Judah, had wanted him to be king. And then for the 7.5 years before this point in time, the other 11 tribes had been fighting against him.
这经过了一段很漫长的时间，因为上帝高大卫为王是很多年以前的事情，但是当时扫罗王还在位，所以大卫王就是很忠心的一直等到扫罗死了之后，但是呢，当时也就只有大卫王的那个支派叫犹大的支派是承认他是王，经过了七年 半的时间，也经过了很多的征战，其他的11个支派一直都在跟他征战。
But finally, as it says in verses 1 to 2, all the tribes of Israel came to David at Hebron and said, We are your own flesh and blood. In the past, while Saul was king over us, you were the one who led Israel on their military campaigns. And the Lord said to you, You shall shepherd my people Israel, and you shall become their ruler.
第五章第一节，以色列众支派来到希伯伦见大卫说：“我们原是你的骨肉，从前扫罗做我们王的时候，率领以色列人出入的是你。耶和华也曾应许你说：你必牧养我的民以色列，做以色列的君。”
So as they give their reasons for accepting David as king, we might have expected them to put it like this. After all, you are our own flesh and blood. In other words, there's good reasons for us to accept you, but that's not how they put it.
当以色列众支派是接受大卫为王的时候，他们的理由 他们当时的理由就说，我们可能会想象出他们会说，你是我们的骨肉。
They say rather, we are your flesh and blood. In other words, verses 1 and 2 aren't the reasons for them to accept him. They are the reasons for him to accept them. He is the one in control. David, God's king, is the one in control here.
大卫当时能够成为王，他们所说的理由，并不是说他们接受了大卫做王，而是他们很谦卑的要求大卫接受他们。So
that's why in verse 3 they come to him, and he sets the terms for them, and then in verse 4 he reigns as king. And what these verses are describing is God's people humbling themselves before God's king.
第三节，于是以色列的长老就来到希伯伦见大卫，大卫在希伯伦耶和华面前与他们立约。我们看到当时是以色列的众民很谦卑的来到大卫王的面前，要求他接受。They're
saying, please take us, just like you led us into battle before. Please take us. Lead us now. We come on your terms. Please take us.
他们很谦卑地说，请你接受我们吧，为了神的目的，请你接受我们，就像你领我们征战，领我们到现在，请接受我们吧。
You didn't get down. It's not surprising that they come to him like this, because in chapter 4, the previous chapter, there were two things that they learned about David.
就是来到这里，我们并不感觉到很突然，他们会这样说，因为在第四章里面记载了很多关于大卫的故事。
Firstly, they saw that he won, that the 7.5-year civil war was over, that David had won and he'd beaten them and they couldn't fight him any longer.
第一,他们就看到了大卫战胜了众支派,在过去的七年半里面经过了很多的内战,最后大卫是赢了。But
they also saw that pardon was available. Because the way David had responded to the murder of Ish-bosheth, it told them that he was a good king, a kind king, a fair king, a merciful king, and they would be safe if they came back to him.
更重要的是，他们看到了大卫的宽恕，然后让他们知道他是一个很好的国王，最后他们回到了他里面，是会感到安全。
So it's not surprising that they humble themselves before him, because on the one hand he's too strong to oppose, and he's also too good to oppose on the other hand.
所以最后以色列众民谦卑地来到大卫的面前，这并不是一件很出乎意外之外的事情，因为大卫实在是很强壮，而且他实在也是一个
Here is the first way that David provides for us a picture of Jesus. Because the way someone enters Jesus' kingdom, the way someone becomes a Christian, in other words, is just the same. We need to humble ourselves before God's King, Jesus.
大卫在这里给我们描绘了一幅很好的图画。 就是关于耶稣基督的。我们进入耶稣基督的国度里面，就说成为基督徒也是同样的，我们必须的要谦卑自己而来到耶稣基督的面前。The
rector emeritus of St. Helens in London, Dick Lucas, I've heard when he was getting to know a younger Christian, he didn't ask them, when did you become a Christian? He would ask them, when were you humbled?
我在伦敦 Dick Lucas 这个区的一个教会叫 圣 Helen 里面牧师的讲道，然后我听说他每次遇到年轻的基督徒的时候，他并不是问他们说你什么时候成为基督徒，而是说你什么时候谦卑委身。
Many of us have grown up in Christian homes, can't remember when we first began to believe in God or trust in Jesus, but perhaps you can remember when you first realized that you weren't the center of the world, that Jesus is. Perhaps you can remember when you first realized that we shouldn't be running our lives, that He should.
我们当中很多人可能是生长在基督教的家庭里面，我们很多时候都忘记了最初我们是怎么样信主，但是我们应该不会忘记的，就是说我们什么时候能够认识到自己并不是这个世界的中心，我们没办法掌管自己的生命，而是让它放在耶稣基督的手里。
But King Jesus is too strong and too goodTo keep opposing.
耶稣基督是如此的美好，如此的强壮，让我们无法拒绝的。
And just like David with these people, Jesus isn't going to compel us to do that. It's interesting, when the New Testament, it generally doesn't say that God will humble us, it tells us to humble ourselves before God.
就像大卫王，耶稣基督也没有强迫我们要这样做，而且我们很有趣的一件事，就是在新约里面也是从来没有说上帝要我们怎么样谦卑，怎么样委身，但是要告诉我们要自我的委身。
I think that's why Jesus' first command in the Bible is to repent and believe the good news. To repent is to think again about who He is, who we are, and to humbly come back to Him. And that's what God's people do.
也是在新约里面的耶稣基督对我们的第一条的要求，就是要悔改，让我们重新的来思想，来认识关于耶稣基督是谁，我们又是谁。
All right, still with me? Had enough coffee this morning? This is the gospel of the kingdom, the great announcement of God's King and the opportunity to humble ourselves before God's King. And what we're doing this morning is contemplating the reign of Jesus Christ.
来到这里，大家还明白了吗？今天早上喝足咖啡了吗？这里面的关于耶稣基督的福音，就是神怎么样是让耶稣基督成为他的国的国王。
So what I've said, the first thing we see is God's people wisely humble themselves, and it's wise because the following verse is where we see the second thing: God installs His King in Zion. And that's in verses 6 to 16.
在第二部分里面就讲到了上帝是怎么样立大卫成为西安的西安的王，是记载在第六节到第十六节里面。
Now, Zion is another name for Jerusalem, and specifically it's the name of the hill upon which Jerusalem is built. And the taking of Jerusalem is a great story.
西安也就是耶路撒冷的另外一个名字，因为是耶路撒冷城是建立在这个西安山上面的。
Just to give it some context, the Jebusites who lived on this hill in this city, they've been a right pain in the south of Israel's territory. And all the way back since Genesis chapter 15 with Abraham, centuries and centuries beforehand, God had promised that they'd be ousted.
Forget me. 耶路撒冷的南边边境上面的一个民族，很多年以来他们都是一个很非常的麻烦的一个民族。在出埃及记不是在那个创世纪十五章里面也有记载了，关于就是神怎么样的答应以色列人要把这些耶布斯人赶出去。
See, Joshua had tried and not succeeded, and the generations after him had tried and hadn't succeeded. The Jebusites, after a couple of centuries now, were feeling understandably a little bit confident.
当时约书亚也尝试过把他们赶出去，也没有成功。经过了两个世纪的时间，也没有把他们赶出去，但直到现在他们是觉得这个他们去做这件事情是比较有信心。
So verse 6 we see the king and his men marched to Jerusalem to attack the Jebusites who lived there, and the Jebusites said to David, you won't get in here, even the blind and the lame can ward you off. They thought David cannot get in here. Nevertheless, David captured the fortress of Zion, the city of David.
第六节里面记载，大卫和跟随他的人就到了耶路撒冷，要攻打住那地方的耶布斯人。耶布斯人对大卫说，你若不敢出瞎子瘸子并不能进这个地方。心里想，大卫绝不能进去。
So somehow David uses the water shaft, and the Jebusites' mocking is turned back on them. David wins, and he's installed as king in Zion, and it now becomes his impregnable fortress, and it's made even stronger and stronger than it ever was for the Jebusites.
于是大卫就使用了暗道的水槽进入耶路撒冷，然后就把耶布斯人赶出去。他使耶路撒冷城越来越强壮。
Verse 9, David then took up residence in the fortress and called it the city of David. He built up the area around it from the supporting terraces inward, and he became more and more powerful because the Lord God Almighty was with him. And now Hiram, king of Tyre, sent messengers to David along with cedar logs and carpenters and stonemasons, and they built a palace for David. And David knew that the Lord had established him as king over Israel and had exalted his kingdom for the sake of his people, Israel.
大卫就住在耶路撒冷的宝藏里，给宝藏起名叫大卫城。大卫又从米罗以内周围筑墙，大卫日渐强盛，因为耶和华万军之神与他同在。推罗王希兰将香柏木运到大卫那里，又差遣使者和木匠石匠给大卫建造宫殿。大卫就知道耶和华坚立他做以色列王，又为自己的名以色列使他的国兴旺。
It's a brilliant piece of writing.
这里写得非常的精彩。
David is installed, and how is he so strong?
大卫被建立，他怎么样成为这样强壮的呢？
In part, it's because he's a brilliant commander and a clever strategist and self-controlled enough to shore up his position. And in part, it's his alliance with Hiram, king of Tyre, but those are just the means.
我们看到一方面，大卫他是一位很优秀的指挥官，有聪明的谋士，以及有自我的控制的能力来建立他自己的地位。另一方面，他又跟当时的在当时的西兰王建立关系， 但是这只是一部分而已。
The reason that David will never be dislodged from Zion is because God has installed him there as his king.
大卫能够真正在锡安建立强盛的国，这是神是要，因为有神在坚固他。
So verse 10, he became more and more powerful because the Lord God Almighty was with him.
因为大卫日渐的强盛，是因为耶和华万军之神与他同在。
And that's what David knew.
大卫自己是知道的。
David knew the Lord had established him as king over Israel and he had exalted his kingdom for the sake of his people Israel.
大卫就知道耶和华建立他作为以色列王，又为自己的名以色列使他的国兴旺。
See, just as God had promised David to be their shepherd king,So David uses his authority, ever mindful that it's his acts of obedience to the God who cares for his people.
正是上帝的应许使大卫成为以色列的国王。然后大卫是使用自己的权力。
God has established, sorry.
使用自己的权力来跟随遵循神的旨意来看顾他的子民。
See, God has established his king, and that's why the king will never be budged. God's king doesn't take power. It's obedience to God that is the essential character of God's king.
上帝建立大卫为以色列的王。大卫成为王，这是因为神给他的能力，也是因为他是遵循了神的旨意。这是作为一个神的王最基本的一个要求。
Makes you think of the perfect obedience of Jesus.
让我们也从中想到了耶稣基督是怎样的遵循神的旨意的。
It's a major theme right through John's Gospel. It's in Romans 1 and 5. It's all through the New Testament. And as we contemplate the reign of Jesus and the salvation to the ends.Of the earth.
在约翰福音在罗马书第一到第五章里面就是记载了耶稣基督怎样的成为王，而怎样的他带领他的子民，怎样救赎他的子民，直到世界的末了。
See, as the New Testament writers, as they reflected on Jesus as the King of the world,They thought, well, isn't that like David, only more so?
整个新约里面所记载的耶稣基督怎样成为这个世界的王，是对于大卫，像是大卫这个故事而有过于而无不及的。
So they quoted the Psalms that David wrote about 2 Samuel 5, and they applied them to Jesus.
所以在诗篇里面大卫的诗是也写到了关于撒母耳记下第五章这里面的故事。
And what they were really saying to everyone was, this is gospel. This is the great announcement. This is the news of an objective reality-changing event. And you'd better reckon with it. We'd better do business with this king.
是这里所说的就是这一个信息，这一个大好的福音信息是关于一个主角的，一件改变现实的事件，你最好就是接受它，我们最好就是与这一位的王建立关系。
阿门。
阿门，感谢主。